All right, team, listen up. Let's address a major myth right out of the gate. That widely promoted 180 steps per minute running cadence rule. It's completely bogus. Optimal cadence isn't some universal standard. It's a highly individual metric that shifts based on your pace, your height, and your personal biomechanics. When you force yourself into a fixed cadence, you disrupt those natural movement patterns and actually increase your injury risk. Instead, focus on finding your personalized cadence range. Make gradual, data-driven adjustments to improve your efficiency and take the stress off your joints. Now, where did this 180 SBM standard even come from? It originated from a 1984 observation of elite Olympic runners, but it mistakenly treats correlation as causation. The research is clear. Elite athletes actually run anywhere from 155 to 203 SBM, and world records have been set across a broad range of 172 to 212 SBM. For most of you out there, a natural moderate pace cadence typically falls right between 160 and 180 SBM. And remember, height plays a massive role here. For every additional 5 centimeters in height, your optimal cadence drops by roughly 6 steps per minute simply because of longer stride lengths. A one-size-fits-all approach just ignores these fundamental biomechanical realities. Your cadence directly dictates your running economy and your injury risk. When you increase your step rate, you shorten your stride length. This causes your foot to land closer to your body's center of gravity, rather than reaching out and overstriding. That biomechanical shift delivers measurable benefits. It reduces peak impact forces on your knees, hips, and lower back, decreases vertical bouncing by 10 to 15%, and shortens ground contact time from roughly 0.30 to 0.27 seconds per step. Optimizing your cadence significantly improves your oxygen efficiency. Running just 5% below your optimal cadence increases oxygen consumption by roughly 4.2 milliliters per kilogram per minute. That's potentially costing you an extra 100 to 150 calories in a 10-kilometer race, or up to 600 calories in a marathon. Conversely, if you push your cadence too high, you're going to create a choppy, energy-draining stride. The most efficient rate is typically just 3 to 5% above your natural, self-selected step rate. Now, cadence and pace are interconnected, but they are not proportional. As your running speed increases, your cadence naturally rises. When your pace quickens from a 6-minute mile to a 4:15, your average cadence typically climbs from 169 to 178 SBM. This happens because faster running reduces ground contact time and requires a quicker turnover to maintain stability. However, at moderate speeds, runners primarily increase velocity by lengthening their stride rather than drastically boosting cadence. Only during actual sprinting does cadence become the dominant speed factor. Therefore, your optimal cadence must be pace-specific. Aim for at least 160 SBM during your easy runs and 170-plus SBM during your faster efforts. Getting an accurate measurement is straightforward and requires minimal equipment. Just count how many times one foot strikes the ground in 30 seconds during a comfortable, flat-terrain run, then multiply that number by 4. Your smartwatches and footpods can also track this automatically for you. To improve your cadence safely, avoid dramatic overnight changes. Instead, increase your baseline by only 5 to 10%. For example, if your current cadence is 160 SBM, target 168 SBM initially. This modest adjustment reduces joint impact without overwhelming your neuromuscular system or disrupting your running economy. Use auditory cues like metronome apps or music playlists matched to your target beats per minute to build consistency. Incorporate drills like fast feet, butt kicks, and high knees to reinforce quick turnover and proper foot strike. Crucially, focus on landing under your hips rather than reaching forward. This naturally increases cadence while eliminating the braking effect of overstriding. Here are your critical takeaways for optimizing your stride. Ditch the 180 SBM obsession and recognize that your ideal cadence is a flexible range dictated by your height, pace, and biomechanics. Maintain at least 160 SBM for easy runs and 170 plus SBM for faster paces to minimize impact and conserve energy. Improve gradually by increasing your current cadence by just 5 to 10%. Use simple counting or wearable technology to establish your baseline on flat terrain. Train with metronomes or rhythm-matched music, practice your form drills, and always prioritize landing under your center of gravity. By focusing on a personalized, pace-adaptive cadence rather than arbitrary targets, you will enhance your running economy, reduce injury risk, and develop a more sustainable, efficient stride. Now get out there and run smart.